I'm at the Ken Club with the Love Me Nots.
This is Nicole, and I sing and play organ.
Michael Johnny Walker, I play guitar.
My name is Jaylene, I play drums.
Christina, I play bass.
So it seems that everyone's kind of originated from different projects before you guys got together to form this band. So I was just wondering how this group got together. How did you guys meet?
I was looking to do a side project outside of the rock and roll band that Jay and I are in. And I went looking for a singer and came across Nicole's band Blue Fur on MySpace and went and saw her and loved the way she sang and played and everything. And I asked her if she wanted to do a side project, and she agreed after some gentle prodding. And we were trying to figure out who else would round this band out, and I thought of Christine. I had seen her in a band called the Madcaps, and I always liked the way she played. And then Jay and I were in the Sonic Thrills, and when I told him that Christina was going to do it, he said, yeah, I'm in.
Well, it seems like since you got started, you came up with a sort of concrete product, like a style, and like with your outfits and the type of music you play. How did you come up with that?
Well, actually, when we first started writing songs together, Michael's an artist actually by trade, and so he had a visual angle to the whole thing from the beginning and wanted to, you know, have a look that was an outfit, a logo, all that stuff that would sort of stick in your head and you could identify with it even when you're listening just to the music. So it just, he designed everything. I mean, he designed even our first dresses, and we took them to a costumer, and she sewed them, and just all flowed out of that, and it's really stuck. Like, from the first show, it just stuck. So it's been a good thing.
And the album you've got now is the Love Me Nots in Black and White. Could you tell me how it was to put that together?
It was really cool, actually. We had only been together like 3 months, and even though we've all been playing a long time, we were all new to each other, and we started writing, and everything was brand new. We decided, let's just contact a producer that knows what we like. And so Michael and I went back through some old albums and found Jim Diamond's name on an old White Stripes album. That was the right sound, obviously, so we literally emailed him, never thought we'd hear from him again, and he emailed us back and said, yeah, I'm in, let's do it. We flew out to Detroit, and we put the whole thing together in like 4 days, I think we had it all tracked and mixed. It was amazing. The guy's a genius.
Well, you guys are originally from Arizona, so was there anything from the Detroit like music style that you think influenced what you guys put on the album?
There was bands that we liked in Detroit. There's Gorgor Girls and Detroit Cobras and White Stripes, and we totally dug them, but I don't know, I don't think we went about this necessarily that they were big influences. Our influences come a lot from the older bands like the Animals and the Seeds and bands like that, but we like the sound of Detroit. It's got, there's a really great gritty sound to it, and so when we found Jim Diamond, we thought he would be the perfect fit.
It was gritty.
Yeah, it was gritty. We love it though.
Yeah.
I love the way the record sounds.
So your music kind of draws from the spy music from the 60s. Would you say with the album you've got out now, is there another sort of theme or narrative that you've got running through that?
I don't know if that there's necessarily a theme, but it all comes from something old and we've turned it into something new. And that was kind of the gist of it, was to take the old influences and give it an edge and make it work now, you know. And so, other than the fact that we have a lot of chromatic notes and a lot of fuzzy guitars and a really old organ sound, those are the common themes, I think.
Is there a particular track that you guys enjoy performing the most?
Jay.
I really like playing Voice in My Head a lot. It's, I don't know, I can do a lot of visual things in it.
I like the very first one we ever wrote, which just Michael and I were messing around one day and just came up with this riff. Keep Talking is what it's called.
Feeding me late night lies, but I wanna hear them all twice.
we start every set with to this day, and it just, it always gets me going.
Because your image is so catchy, I was just wondering where you guys go shopping for your outfits.
Dillard's.
eBay. eBay. You can't buy these dresses anywhere but eBay. And then we get them like from the UK for like £6 or something, and then we get them tailored, and that's what we do.
At a vintage clothing store in Brooklyn called Beacon's Closet that is owned by me and my wife.
So these are kind of from a different decade than what you draw upon, but how do you guys feel about leg warmers?
Leg warmers? They're warm.
They're fine. I don't like them on me.
I like them on me and all women.
They're great on Jane Fonda.
So like we said earlier, you guys are from Arizona, and I was just wondering if you wouldn't mind describing the music scene there.
It's okay. There's a lot of really good bands, but there's not a lot of good bars to support them. We keep losing bars all the time. I think we've gotten down to 4 or 5 really cool places to play. So everybody sort of plays those 4 bars.
So far, what has been your best experience with the Love Me Nots?
I think going to Detroit was really amazing because we got there, and there's literally, I mean, his studio is in this abandoned warehouse next to Tiger Stadium. There's like literally a police line around it. We were like, we flew out here for this, you know? And he's standing out there in his polo shirt, and we had nose with drains in the floor and stuff.
Gosh.
And he's got this tiny drum kit and these old amps, and we're like, oh my God, this is such a waste. And we plug in, and he fires everything up, and it was perfect. It was unbelievable. Like, we didn't have to do any song twice, really. It was incredible. He just knew what to do. He did it. He was like, good job, and that was it. It was the easiest thing in the world. I was amazed.
I think the whole experience of the band has been pretty amazing. We're just now, this month, we're a year old. Or is it next month?
Next month. We're not even a year old.
So in under a year, we've been in spin. We made a pretty cool record, and had a ton of press and played some great shows and had a lot of fun. I mean, for a band that's less than a year old, that's pretty amazing. Some bands wait 8-9 years before they get a record out.
All right, so you guys are on tour right now. Is there a particular stop you're looking forward to?
New York City. We're doing that on May 24th, and we have a pretty good show lineup in Boston, too, a couple of days after that. And then we're playing in Detroit. Actually, we're playing in Chicago, Mod Chicago, which is a really big event, and that should be cool. So next month, we're really hitting our major stops.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
What's one thing you have to take with you when you go on tour?
Guitar.
My pillow.
My phone? I don't know. That's about it. None of us are really like object people, you know? We all travel really light. All of us do.
That's good.
Yeah. It's all about, you know, a whole rack full of black and white outfits and a phone. That's pretty much all you need.
Okay. Well, do you guys have any guilty pleasures that you'd like to disclose?
Mine is Michael. Oh, this.
Mine is Jay.
Mine is myself.
All right, what would be the perfect lineup for your perfect concert?
I'd say the Seeds would open. We'd go second.
Jesus.
And then the Animals.
What about the Sonics? They get to play?
Ooh. Sonics are way better closer.
Okay. Jay, you got it.
You know what my answer is.
Foghat
in the middle, Foghat closer.
So right now everything is in black and white, and I was wondering if in the future is there going to be an evolution into color?
Christina needs to be here.
Oh, she does. Yeah. She has a very strong opinion.
There will probably be a color used eventually. We're not sure which color, but
it's a subject of great debate.
Yeah.
Many colors have been thrown around, and none
We've
of them have.
We've seen a lot of colors, and I'm sure we can all decide on one. So eventually there will be a color. I'm leaning towards gray. But
really mixing it up there.
Yeah.
So what are you guys working on now, and what's coming up for the band?
We've got, I think, all but 2 songs written for the next album. And they're not learned yet, but they're written. And so actually after about September, we're going to take some time and work those up really hard and then probably go back into studio, hopefully with Jim again, either end of 07, early 08, something like that, and do a spring release.
Okay, cool. All right, well, with all my musicians, I ask the same three questions to end our interviews. And so I was just wondering if you would let me know if you guys have any slang terms that you overuse.
I don't think I do. I think
we're
Jay does.
We're a very slangy band.
No, those guys are.
Oh, Christina.
Half the time they're talking, I can't understand the word they're saying.
These right,
kids
so
these days.
Slang term?
I don't know. It usually has something to do with making out.
Days and where whenever anybody hot went by, you'd say, bam.
That's true.
Yeah. Every time we go out, we have me and Christina have the new term that's just nonsense, but we abuse it during a whole drive out here.
What is everyone's drink of choice?
The gin martini.
I don't really have a favorite. I could go between bourbon and scotch.
Jameson's, and Christina usually has vodka cranberry.
Yeah. And how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
Strongly. Feel very strongly about eyeliner.
I'm fine with it.
He's wearing it.
In our video, Michael and I have,
you have some eyeliner,
really thick eyeliner on.
That's right.
Like, way too much.
Way too much.
How does it feel?
Yeah. I don't feel good about it.
No.
I'm seeing the video.
Right.
I like it.
I thought you guys looked fine.
You
were great. Fine.
Okay, you looked grand.
Did you see it?
Your original thought was fine. That's what you went with.
It was the eyeliner. That was the problem.
I know.
Yeah.
Not that you could tell, because you only could see our faces every, you know.
Split second.
Right.
Yeah, but I freeze the frame on me.
Oh.
Well, do you guys have any final words or a message to say to your fans or someone who's listening?
You probably aren't going to make tonight's show, but check our MySpace site. It's MySpace, Love Me Nots, LUVMENOTS. Check that and come to the next show that you
absolutely.
Can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're a lot of fun.
People don't